This is Rod Peterson on Demand. No.
Taylor writes in, he says, Roddy, why do you keep that microphone in front of your face? I find it a little distracting, but enjoy the show otherwise.
How about that?
I moved it because my chiropractor said, Rod, your neck is getting screwed because you're leaning over this microphone all the time. Can you prop it up? My chiropractor is very happy.
Oh, yeah.
You guys aren't. I don't know what to do. Been in radio for 30 years. I never worried about what it looked like.
This is the Rod Peterson Show.
Oh, coming in hot. Here we are. Welcome to the RP Show, everybody. A Monday, a brand new week. And we're ready to talk sports. How you doing, Dupes?
I'm good.
Good.
I'm good. You?
I'm good. It was an extremely busy weekend over here.
Yeah.
You too?
Was.
That's good. It's good, right?
Oh, it's great.
Yeah.
Yeah, I love it when it's... I would like one to relax on purpose, but it's not one of those where you're like sitting around looking for something to do.
No, and we're going to recap all of that coming up here in the Quick Six Show Topics and look ahead. Today's show has been something of a moving target, if you will, and we'll explain that as it goes along. We've had guys dropping in, dropping out, having family emergencies, having this and that. So as it stands today, we're going to have Darren Pang with us, longtime NHL goaltender, current analyst on St. Louis Blues broadcast. Rich Sutter is going to be with us, 13-year NHLer. He's joining us as our World Junior Insider, and I couldn't be more happy.
Yep.
Nor can he, by the way, to be filling that role.
Yeah.
And then Paul Schiffner. It's an interesting story there. Paul Schiffner is the president and CEO of a startup, Push Athletic Fitness Technology. And he's going to come on and talk about it because it looks like you're seeing the lockdowns across this country. People are expecting them to hit here in the Bermuda Triangle of the NHL any minute, the lockdowns that will match Toronto's Peel region. And what I'm saying is the virtual coaching, virtual athleticism is not going away.
Right.
And his top communications guy is a guy by the name of Paulo Senra, who used to be the PR guy for the CFL. See how everything works so nicely together?
Yeah.
And Paulo's like, hey, would you mind getting my dude Paul on, Schiffner, to talk about our company? I said, let's do it. Because there's a lot of athletic people watching this show and people that should be athletic. So we'll show you how. So that's the guests. Let's get to the Quick Six Show Topics, please, gents. Thank you, Jordan. And let me just back up for a second, just to recap my weekend. It was awesome. Friday night, broadcast the Pac Canadiens game. I can't believe the viewership of these under-18 hockey games. Thousands, Darren. And people checking in from all Florida, Texas, Washington, and, of course, all across Canada. And so I told you that Nugsy and I are going to be doing every Pac Canadiens home game all year long. And then it was on TSN Radio Winnipeg Friday morning, TSN Ottawa Friday morning, CJOB Winnipeg, Manitoba's information superstation, to talk about staying motivated in the pandemic. Because, again, nothing's changing anytime soon. And then the Sim broadcast, which I'll get to. And then Sunday, a Zoom call Sunday morning with the Football Reporters of Canada. And I'll recap that in a second. Was on the radio in Toronto on Sunday afternoon talking CFL on Fan 590, Canada's largest, Canada's original and largest sports talk station. Whew. And then did a little business stuff Sunday afternoon. So that,
yeah,
like I say, it wasn't necessarily relaxing, but it was hella fun.
No kidding. There's so much going on, and that's great.
One thing is my business guy, Joe Gunnis, you know, the jumbo jet, Joe Gunnis.
Yeah.
He goes, just listening to the hockey game, you sounded so happy. And he said, in the Sim too. And I said, I am so happy. Thank you, Joe, for noticing. There's a guy that knows me.
We were talking about that on Saturday night when we're sitting around here and we had to peel everybody out of the room to go home at the end of the night. We wanted to lock up and shut down. And it's a good place when you just can't wait to go to the rink or can't wait to get to work or can't wait to get to the studio and then you never want to leave, right? So
yeah,
it's fun to have
Saturday
weekends
night
like that.
Your mom says that you're due for a visit home, son.
Soon.
Come let mom spoil you. Yes.
I will.
Okay, we did go through the Quick Six Show Topics, or at least we sounded the horn. Here's number one, Week 11 NFL notes. It was a fun Sunday. Trust me, We're going to prove that we're the Golden Corral of sports talk here because we got a little something for everybody. And as much as you want, no chocolate fountain. Cowboys won. Your Titans. What a bunch of jerks. Forget about the Carolina Hurricanes. They go and jump on the logo in Baltimore. The coaches almost fought over that.
Oh, yeah. And at the end of the game, Vrabel goes over to John Harbaugh. Like, get after it, you know. Hey, when it's in the game and it's out of the game, you can separate it. And Harbaugh is just like, no, I don't got any more time for you.
I took that differently.
Yeah?
I did. I saw the wave by Harbaugh, who I think is a first-class guy. Vrabel, nice guy. Not necessarily first-class, and you know what I'm saying. At the draft, the virtual draft in the background was a guy sitting on the toilet taking a dump.
Yeah, but it wasn't Vrabel. Like, are you...
What?
Wasn't Vrabel.
Didn't have everything locked down. But anyways, Harbaugh, that little wave, what Vrabel said after the game was that he said to John, is everything okay? And if you look at Harbaugh's face, the half of it, it's not covered by a mask. He's like, we're good. That was the... Okay. That's what I got.
That was one reaction I kind of thought might be. I'm like, these are two guys, competitors. They understand. And at the end of the game, I think there's enough respect there. I think those are two guys who are among the leaders in the NFL when it comes to who has respect.
For sure.
Right? And so I would think, no, we're like, I can see that. No, we're good.
When you go back and look at it,
they don't have to shake hands. It's COVID. You don't want to shake hands anyway.
That's what Vrabel said went down.
Okay,
and good. I do believe him.
Good.
But you just remember what happened at the draft. Like, close the door. Point two, Grey Cup Unite wrap. It was a great week. And we've got questions coming in from CFL fans about what went down. From the commissioner's comments to the coaches' news conference to the player availabilities to the racial injustice roundtable. Obviously, the CFL Sims Saturday night. What a game. Ottawa beats Saskatchewan 20-17 in overtime. We had a slight technical glitch with the game, but we got through it. The Hunter brothers, oh my God. This is where I am right now. George Strait, Hunter brothers. They're catching up. I love these guys. I love them so much. You have no idea how much I love them.
You would know better than anybody how invested I am and how much I care.
Yes.
Right? It's still driving to work this morning. Bothers me that we had the technical glitch. Because
do we want to tell the viewers exactly what
happened? I'll tell them what happened. Sure. And I'll tell you exactly what happened. And this has never happened before.
In the Grey Cup!
Doug Flutie's Maximum Football has a tool in it where it auto saves. So if you have a game freeze, if you kick the cord out, you fire it back up, it goes right back to where you were.
It saved the game, yeah.
So, and that's happened before, and we've had to dance while Nelson restarts the PlayStation. No big deal. During the Grey Cup at halftime, and we didn't take a long time. We were humming along. We had certain marks to hit. We were hitting them with flying colors. Everything was going great.
Tickety-boo.
Too good. And sure enough, we come back after halftime, and the game won't start. So Nelson's got to restart the machine, and it comes back, and it's going green and red, and it's glitching out. There was a glitch on the game file. We could not recover it. So in my mind, I'm sitting here being like, do we got to restart the whole game? Guys, first half didn't happen. We're going back to the beginning, or what do we do? So we started the first half over. The guys were quick on the feet in there to put the score bug over, and we just played the first half of the game
like
again.
Like it was the second
but half. Like it was the second half. So instead of 0-0, it was actually 11-6, or whatever the score was. And so it didn't feel in the game like it was over. And so what happened, the Riders at the end of the first half, decided to go for a touchdown instead of kicking the game-winning field goal. But in the video game, it was only halftime. They're just trying to put a few more points on the board because see the second half's still coming. So it was a complete schmozzle, but we did it fair. And in overtime, we said, hey, look, if they kick a field goal in the first possession, we'll give the other team a chance. But if they don't, next score wins, Ottawa won.
And that's what happened.
It was fair.
So viewer Rob Williamson writes in and says, Virtual Dickinson is looking for a job today after that play calling. I had a guy, a scout in Kansas City, write me and say, this is so unbelievable. He says, you're damned if you do, damned if you don't. If the Riders won, people would have said you fixed it. They lost, people are going to say you screwed up with that. And I said, can you realize it's a damn video game? And it's like a movie twist at the end.
Oh, I know.
Like, this had so much drama. Unbelievable. And the funny thing was, what we didn't tell you folks, is that the CFL gave us a 90-minute window to get the game in on their greatcupunite.ca website. It went into overtime. It went over 90 minutes, and the CFL stayed with us because there was so much drama.
Oh, yeah.
So the first virtual sim champions are the Ottawa Red Blacks. We made a lot of fans over there, by the way.
Did we ever?
The Lapolese family, the Dice family, the Kevin Brown family. They loved the way it turned out, by the way.
Oh, of course.
They love it.
How could they not? And that's what was so really great about it. And I know we want to get past this point, but that, like, the beginning, the graphics, the music, and getting up to halftime, it felt like a Grey Cup. And
totally
then,
felt like a Grey Cup.
And I watched it back a number of times. And when it ends, and you kind of throw it a break, and then Brett Lather comes on the big screen, and intros the Hunter Brothers, and they played, like, my heart felt like I was at a Grey Cup. Like, it was just so happy and everything was great. So, I mean, the job that the Hunter Brothers did, and Brett for sending in that video, it felt like Grey Cup.
To the entire crew here of IKS, people say the Rod Peterson Show, but it's IKS guys, just bravo. It came off fantastically. Moving on, point three, Monday Night Football. The Los Angeles Rams are at the Tampa Bay Buccaneers tonight. I'll be watching. What else we got to do?
Right.
7:20 Central Time kickoff. This is kind of funny. The Buccaneers aren't sold on themselves. They're not. They don't know what they have with themselves.
That's right.
And they've been practicing at night all week. Did you know that? Because they've stumbled in primetime games. Not. I'm sure they're not the first team to do it, but Bruce Arians knows what he's doing, and he's got his team practicing at night. We'll find out tonight if it works. It's going to be a hell of a game.
Oh, it'll be a real good game. And especially with Tom. And there's been a lot of talk throughout the day this morning already throughout the United States about this game, obviously. And Tom's hasn't done very well when a defense has been in his face and a lot of pressure. Chicago did it, right? Happened against New Orleans. And it's going to happen here because the Rams have a great defense. Aaron Donald's the leader, but they're going to put pressure on him. And they're a good team, too. It's going to be fun.
Pardon me. To hockey. Coffee went down the wrong way. Because in my travels around this province, the few that I've had during this fall and the pandemic, the hockey people have said, well, I don't care about football. Talk more hockey. Paul says it all the time.
Yeah.
So we're switching gears to hockey now. And point four, I am all over the World Junior Training Camp notes. Hockey Canada has a fantastic article on their website right now at hockeycanada.ca on how they got to where they are. They have hot. What have I told you? Hockey Canada's the 33rd NHL team. Just get your head around that, because that's what they are with their resources and the way they do things. They've hired consultants that are, what should I say, COVID experts, disease experts. Okay. Would that surprise you that they've done that?
No.
No, not at all. And Scott Salmon, one of the VPs at Hockey Canada, is interviewed in the column where he goes, look, we're hockey guys. We don't know. We can put together a camp schedule. We can put together a hotel rooming list and a meal plan. Don't ask us to plan around COVID.
Right.
And don't think they haven't had their problems. As you know, you're watching the coverage on TSN, right? They had a team staff member come down with COVID.
Yep.
Ridley Gregg of the Brandon Wheat Kings. This surprised me a little bit. And again, I'm no doctor. Late last week, we find out Ridley Gregg has coronavirus, and then he's on the ice on Sunday in his own group in a yellow jersey. And as Ryan Rashog and Craig Button outlined, he's had it, he's over it, and he's asymptomatic, so away you go. So I guess after you have it, you don't have to wait 14 days?
I guess not. You're immune.
That's my point.
Yeah.
What do I know?
I know, and that's the thing is, we don't know,
no.
Right? All we can do is, you know, and that's where we come from, too, is the first step, especially in coronavirus, because we don't know, isn't to jump on Hockey Canada for screwing up and putting everybody at harm's way. It's like, hey, maybe they know something we don't. Maybe they have a little more information than we do. And if they put him on the ice, I would trust that he's okay to be on the ice.
Fans want to know this stuff, or at least...
Yeah,
I do. Maybe I'm not the same as everybody else, but I just want to know, how are you guys doing this? What were we saying late last week? Why is this camp so long? Well, in that article, which was very long, and I think the guy's name that wrote it was Jason LaRose, you find out everything you want to know about the World Junior Camp. I didn't know there was 46 players. And Rashog said yesterday that, or in his report this morning that I watched on SportsCenter, that they are to the full complement of 46 players right now. And by the way, that's a lot when you're only going to carry 22, 23.
Yeah, I think they're going to carry, 23 or 24. But a couple more than usual because of the virus.
I see you, Pinks.
And the pandemic.
Your team sucks. But keep going.
You know, they're going to carry a couple extra. But, yeah, it's a lot of guys. At least they get the taste of being with Hockey Canada. But a lot of guys are going to get that that door knock.
Ooh, yeah.
Pretty soon.
Moving on to point five. Quiet times in the National Hockey League. Just notice this for a second. Because sometimes the leagues do want to go away. For the NHL, it's like a period of a week. Like late July. You know what I mean?
That's it.
And then they're back in your mind, in your pocket. Right now for the NHL, they're really not saying anything, if you've noticed. And that kind of cross-sects with the CFL. I didn't get this. I didn't have time to process it in my mind Friday with the schedule coming out for the CFL, how it looks with the NHL. I thought about it all weekend. I put it in my commentary on Cat Country 98 FM this morning that CFL is diametrically opposed to the way the NHL and the Canadian Hockey League are doing things, or specifically the Western Hockey League, in that Gary Bettman has guaranteed a season. Ron Robinson has guaranteed a season, both commissioners. We're 5 weeks out of the NHL season and 6 weeks out of the WHL season, and we don't have a schedule. And I don't care. I'm okay with it. I'll get my season tickets whenever they go on sale.
Yeah.
CFL is completely opposite of that. We got a schedule. We're selling tickets. We're selling sponsorships. Okay, guarantee us a season. Can't do that. I'm not making fun of them. I just don't understand. They got the cart way ahead of the horse here in the way that they've done it. Fair?
Yeah. I mean, I understand that if you're planning on having a season, well, if we're working to have a season, then it'd be foolish not to have a schedule and have the sponsors, and we have to do all these things. We're not going to wait till the 11th hour to start selling tickets. But come on and say, I mean, you by selling sponsorships, by taking money, by selling season tickets, by releasing a schedule, you are saying that there's going to be a season, that you're planning for.
That's what I got out of it.
That is literally you planning for a season. So why can't the words come out of the mouth?
just say it.
Because you are... You're doing it.
Just say it.
Can't do it. It's like lining up the booze and filling the bowl full of chips. I'm not having a party, but you're planning for it. You know, matzo sticks are in the oven. Nachos are getting prepared. Just in case.
That's all. I want to go along with everything. I want to be positive. I want to be optimistic. I want to be all that. Just tell me that you're going to play. Just guarantee me that you're going to play. Can't do that. Then I can't. We'll continue with this. Do we have Rich yet? Oh, it says 10:20 here. So it's frozen. We'll continue on this, okay, when we come back. There's more, plus a sports update. It's the RP Show. Brand new week. Canada's daytime sports talk show coming to you out of the sweatpants capital here on Game Plus TV, Facebook Live, and listen live at rodpeterson.com.
Hey, honey, can you get one of the kids to show me how this Twitter thing works? Honey, I need to get on Instagram. Time for more of the Rod Peterson Show.
Hi.
You're up.
I know. I'm just fleeting. I'm updating my Twitter story. I don't really like it, the new Twitter.
You gotta do it.
But you gotta do it, exactly. So here's the deal. Rich Sutter, if he drops in, we got him. If he doesn't drop in, we don't. He just had a doctor's appointment this morning. That's all. He wasn't sure how long it was going to take out there in Lethbridge, which incidentally, Lethbridge is a wonderful hockey town.
Yeah.
You ever been there?
Oh, yeah. Oh,
I
yeah.
love Lethbridge.
Absolutely.
It's Perry Shockey's birthday today, by the way.
Shockey hockey.
Shockey hockey. Former coach of the Hurricanes. He's not watching yet because we're not live on game. So can I tell you what Shocks wrote me?
Yeah.
You got to hear this. This is the former coach of the Spokane Chiefs, Regina Pats, Moose Jaw Warriors, Lethbridge Hurricanes. I said, happy birthday, Shocks. He writes me, bank, thanks, Hot Rod. As they say, I'm not as good as I once was, but I'm as good as I ever was. And I send him back an emoji of a bull.
I can hear him saying that, too.
Of course.
Oh, it's great. That's great.
Mandy in Edmonton says, Rod and Dupes, are you two waiting to buy CFL tickets until a guaranteed season? Absolutely, I am. I'm not advocating for anybody else to do that, but that's my approach.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, not made of money, and I got other things I got to spend it on. Rather invest.
Yeah.
Rather invest.
That's the funny thing, by the way, with gambling, because we've got a new partnership. New sponsor. Come On Sports. And you saw that I posted the betting odds plus 2,400 for the Steelers to beat Jacksonville.
Turned out to be money.
We saw you would have won money if you'd taken that bet with Come On Sports. And I've had some good friends that have said, Rod, should you be gambling? And I said, listen, gambling's never been a problem with me. Drinking, video games, various things, yes. Gambling, no. You know why? I'd rather spend the $2 on a cup of coffee. I'm cheap.
Yeah.
What have I long told you? Don't spend the money till the grain's in the bin.
Right.
So I'm very cheap with my money that way. So don't worry about gambling. I'm not going to frivolously go gamble, or at the very least a $2 bet or a $20 Masters pool.
Right.
What's wrong with that?
No, I think that stuff's fun. It's just about, if you get out of control. If you go in trying to win money, got a problem there, right? That's why when I go into the casino, I don't go to the slots. I'll go play cards because it's a social event.
Yeah.
It's a much different story.
From Todd Pinckney, who does enjoy the odd wager and won $10,000 on Dark Horse, he says, damn it, how did I miss that bet? You weren't following me on Twitter, Pinks. Or you didn't see it. You do follow me on Twitter. But, so I don't mind. It doesn't matter what people think, right? Did you know that? Some people say, Rod, how can you have Great Western Brewery as your biggest sponsor of the RP show? You're a recovering alcoholic. So what? I'm not drinking it. I'm not telling anybody else not to drink it. I can't.
Yeah.
And gambling, if I have a problem, I'll shut it down. I'm not telling anybody what to do. I'm not telling you to buy or not to buy season tickets. This is what I do. Stacy Champagne's watching, and he says, by the way, I signed up for the MVP program with the Riders. Lots of great perks. Hey, sign up another one. Stacy, yeah. I signed up for the MVP program with the Riders. Since I applaud the Riders, I applaud any team that's getting creative with what they're doing to raise funds at this time. I, as a sports consumer, am being choosy with how I spend my money. That's my right.
For sure. Absolutely. And same here. I mean, I'd rather put money into this or into other things, right? Yeah. I mean, or save it because you don't know where this is going.
You don't.
I think that's important, too.
But I think teams are starting to realize that they're in a competitive space if they didn't realize it before. And they do need to get creative and spend your money how you want. I'm just telling you how I spend mine. Jack in Vulcan, Alberta says, Rod, gambling isn't your drug of choice. No, in the recovery world, we call that the DOC. That's the under. What's your DOC?
Yeah, okay.
People know.
Yeah.
What's your drug of choice? Women. Some guys, that's the thing.
Yeah.
Oh, and Cameron Ross says, spend it on the Rams, Rod. You don't need to tell me, Cameron. I bought $250 worth of 50-50 tickets in the Rams draw. And Pinckney's asking, how are they making the draw? Do we know? The draw dates today. If you want to buy tickets and they're sponsoring this program, the U of R Rams 50-50, you can buy them. Today's the last day. ReginaRams5050.com. When are they making the draw?
I think it's tonight. I think it's. Okay. I think they're selling tickets till about 8 o'clock, but I wouldn't wait that long just to be safe. I'd get your tickets now, and if you're, for whatever reason, out of the area and can't get them, find somebody who will.
Yeah. Do I have to sit here and tell everybody how I spend my money? $250 on the Rams 50-50. Literally thousands of dollars I've donated to the food bank. Just ask them. And $2,000 on my Pat season tickets. My Pat season tickets are actually more expensive than my Rough Rider season tickets. And I've paid for them already. So I'm $1,000 into my teams. Okay, so
we need to see your monthly budget on the screen.
Yeah, no kidding. No, you don't, because my wife is going to want to see that too. Sports update. The Toronto Raptors were active on the free agent front Sunday. The team signed Aaron Baines and DeAndre Bembry to two-year deals. Toronto re-signed Montrealer Chris Boucher to a two-year contract as well. But they are saying goodbye to Marc Gasol, who joined the Lakers with a two-year contract of his own, according to multiple reports. Where did Serge Ibaka go, guys? To the Clippers? Yeah. Both those guys headed to L.A. If I had a chance to make millions and the choice was between Toronto or L.A. to live, it's not a choice.
I know.
See ya. Patrick Mahomes threw a 22-yard touchdown pass to Travis Kelce with 28 seconds to go to give Kansas City a 35-31 victory over Las Vegas in NFL action Sunday night. Mahomes passed for 348 yards and led two go-ahead scoring drives in the frantic fourth quarter for the defending Super Bowl champions. A memorial fund created for the late Joey Moss, a longtime locker room attendant for the Oilers and Edmonton football team, raised nearly $1 million through a 50-50 raffle. The 50-50 held by the football team raised $991,800 upon closing Sunday. The amount breaks a record set by the team during a July 2017 game against the Ottawa Redblacks, where almost $900,000 was raised. Amazing.
Amazing.
Woodbine Entertainment has announced that impending Ontario lockdown has forced them to end their season. That lockdown's in effect today. And Woodbine ended their racing season yesterday. Several races were planned, but they were all canceled due to weather, including snow, fluctuating temperatures, and mixed precipitation. Look at me sounding like the Weather Channel. The provincial government moved Toronto and Peel region into lockdown as of midnight last night. Kevin Molino scored two goals, and Robin Laud added another as Minnesota United beat the Colorado Rapids 3-0 for their first MLS playoff victory in franchise history. Sporting San Jose in a shootout earlier today. They lost me.
You lost me, too.
It's funny. I don't know who's writing these updates, but they're drunk.
It's funny when you start
from Canadian Press.
When you start reading some of these updates and you start with a team like that, In my mind, I start playing name the sport, because sometimes like outside of hockey and football and tennis, I'm out.
There was a time in the broadcast business you could just go read these updates and not have to read them ahead of time. Not anymore. You get what you pay for. Pay peanuts, you get monkeys, as they say. This sports update for Ballers Rec Room that can now handle your corporate Christmas party as it stands today. Visit their website at ballersrecroom.com. And for Red Bull Canada, Red Bull gives you wings. On the NFL thing, it's funny because Tory Gurley, our NFL insider, said that his lock of the week was the Chiefs to win at Vegas Sunday night. And just for Tory's benefit, I was praying they'd win because it didn't look like they were going to win. Did you watch the end of the game?
28 seconds for Vegas away from sweeping Kansas City in the regular season. Let that sink in. And somebody told me on Twitter today that the Vegas defense is horrible.
I wouldn't go that far.
Figure that one out. But, wild finish. But they escaped. The Chiefs escaped, and Patrick Mahomes proved, you know, he's the best. And I know that Kansas City, I mean, they're far and away the Super Bowl favorites, and they'll probably win again. But, man, Vegas, and this was actually something that was brought up on ESPN this morning. They're built to beat one team, and it's the Chiefs. Vegas is built to beat the Chiefs.
They almost did it twice.
Yeah, unbelievable.
So, as I'm watching the highlights and perusing the channel grid on Sunday, in and out of a very busy day otherwise, I thought, where are we going in sports? I.e., like Friday night at the hockey game, I think the viewers, they like these insider stories. Not that this is too inside, but I'm calling the game, the Pac Canadians, and there's a bunch of scouts standing around in a circle, all wearing their masks. And the talk amongst those scouts was, how long are we going to be doing this? Playing hockey. And I said, I can't believe the amount of viewers that are watching. And a lot of them are WHL scouts. And the scout said, well, that's how we're scouting the games. And I said, how is that? And they said, it sucks. That's what they said. Because, folks, let me give you a little insight. As a guy whose dad worked in the NHL as a scout for 26 years and 10 years in the dub before that, any Rudy Poo can watch a game and tell you who the good player is. It doesn't take a lot. What the scouts want to do is do the eyeball test. How big are his hands? Or hers, because my niece has been recruited to Robert Morris University as a hockey player. How big are their hands? How big are their feet? How much more are they going to grow? Do they have hair on their knuckles? And you laugh, but it's how mature are they at 15? Do they have a long way to go before they're physically mature, or are they just starting? Yeah. This is what the scouts talk about. Do you have brothers? How big's his dad? How big's his mom's dad? Can he look me in the eye? You don't get that off scouting video.
No, you don't get it off the stat sheet.
No.
And then even further to that, on the game, I mean, a broadcast is following the game. But what's he doing when he doesn't have the puck? What's he doing when the puck's not around?
Because you can't see it.
What's he doing on the bench after a tough shift? How's he holding his head? Is he talking to the coach? Is he talking to his teammates? Like, all of those things that you can't see. For the scouts, they want you to just lock it off on the wide shot of their screen and let them just watch everything. But that's not very entertaining.
That's scouting. And I learned that all from my dad. And then with 20 years in the Canadian Football League, I just transferred that over to football because the concepts are all the same in sport, right? So anyways, for the NFL draft, CFL draft, NHL draft, any draft, I think we are all okay to get through this for a year. You know what I mean? Yeah, okay, it sucks, but we'll do it for a year. Now 2 years?
Tough.
Really? So anyways, that's a nice segue into our next guest, and we'll get to him after the break. Paul Schiffner from Push Athletic Tech, brought together by our close mutual friend, Paulo Senra, joins us next. You want to talk about virtual athletics, training, coaching? I think you're going to want to pay attention to this coming up right after the break. It's the RP Show. We're coming to you from the Bermuda Triangle of the NHL out here in Western Canada. And we'll be right back on Game Plus TV, Facebook Live, and listen live at rodpeterson.com.
Did you know you can catch all the best moments from the show on all our social media platforms? Now back to the studio with Rod.
All right, welcome back, everybody, on this Monday. It's episode number 365 of Canada's Daytime Sports Talk Show. And we do have breaking news today from the National Hockey League and the Western Hockey League. Dave Lowry, the head coach of the Brandon Wheat Kings, is leaving the Wheat City and heading to the Winnipeg Jets as an assistant coach. And incidentally, his son Adam plays for the Winnipeg Jets. But again, breaking news on this Monday morning. Wheat Kings head coach Dave Lowry joining the Winnipeg Jets as an assistant coach. Thank you, producer Clark, for notifying me of that. All right, to the video chat we go. Paul Schiffner joins us, president, CEO of Push Athletic Tech. I'm excited to talk about this. Could I accurately call you founder as well, Paul? Am I right in saying that?
Yeah, that would be accurate. We're building a new product, which I want to talk to you about today to tell you about what we're doing, and I'm one of the co-founders of that product. But the original founder is a fellow named Rami Alamad.
Well, that's exciting. I mean, we love startups around here. And Darren, you jump in anytime because we're one as well, going for 18 months now. But for yours, you heard what I was saying at the end of the last segment there in terms of the virtual nature of sports isn't going anywhere anytime soon. So that's kind of what you're doing. Tell us about it.
Yeah, so we actually work. We were created about 7 years ago. Out of Toronto. Our founder was a mechatronics engineer out of Waterloo University. And the product was created to ultimately make training a lot smarter for both coaches and athletes, coaches of athletes. And the beauty of it, the way we've created our product, is that it allows us to work in any environment. So we can work in a gym, we can work at home, we can work outside. And so we have a bunch of really interesting use cases where high-level coaches have used us with their athletes in a remote setting. And, of course, now with COVID and everything that's happening, Rod, Remote training is a much bigger part of what's going on. So our remote training use case is really big. I mean, probably the best use case we have for the remote training is actually the Canadian national softball team. And as you can imagine, most of those athletes, female athletes, are actually NCAA athletes. So we have a coach here in Canada who's coaching all these athletes who are all these different schools across the U.S. And our system allows the coach to ultimately plan out all of the programs and all of the workouts for those athletes, track all of their workouts, and then help improve all of their training in a remote setting. And now we want to do that for everybody. We want to do that for all athletes, you know, around the world.
So how far back does this go? I mean, you didn't just jump in 9 months ago at the start of the pandemic. Some companies did, but I assume you go back long before that.
Yeah. So this product, as I said, was really created 7 years ago by our original founder, Rami Alamed. And Rami was a rugby player and a big gym goer. I'm the same thing. I've been going to gym since I was 13 years old, you know, working out the old fashioned way, which is, you know, you hop into the gym, you start pounding weight. And this product, what we allow coaches and athletes to do is, rather than having a piece of paper or trying to memorize your workout, we have a cloud-based solution with over 500 exercises built into our cloud-based solution. So we actually have algorithms for the movements. So you can go on our cloud-based solution, build a workout. It's basically like dragging and dropping exercises. And you can send that workout over the cloud to an app. And the app, you just pull up the workout as an athlete and start doing it. So 7 years ago, we were absolute breakthrough. We still are today, because it's like so many people often think, you know, you're an overnight success. It's been 7 years of building this, right? To the point where we've got teams all around the world using us. But so what these coaches can do is send these workouts. The athletes use this device, which is goes on their forearm or goes on the actual barbell when they're doing workouts. And it's accelerometer gyroscope. So it actually measures the movement speed in any direction. And all of that is captured automatically in real time, goes back into the app, and the app then feeds that into the cloud-based solution. So the coach can be anywhere in the world and actually see the workout data of that particular athlete. So it's taken us 7 years to build it to the point now where, you know, we've got literally 1,000 clients around the world.
Wow, unbelievable. Well, I'll get into the cost and so forth, but I mean, as a guy that's worked in sports 30 years, I've seen how the personal coaching event has come along, and I myself work as a recovery coach, mental health and substance abuse. Yeah. And I just noticed the people that have personal coaches and whatever, shooting coaches, you know, speed coaches, whatever, they're going to the next level. They're getting ahead of the pack. Right. So I think that we've got the attention of people right now. Paul, so what do our viewers need to know in terms of if they've got a young athlete at home, even themselves personally, they want to investigate a little more into Push Athletic Fitness Tech? Where do they go? What do they do?
Yeah, so there's really two ways. So our traditional product, which is a product that works through coaches, we work with a ton of junior hockey players across Canada who their coaches use it to plan. I was talking actually with one of our trainers a few months back, Barry Butt, who's a junior hockey strength and conditioning coach, works with a lot of junior athletes out in Western Canada. And so you go to trainwithpush.com and you can access our pro product, which works with your coach. Now we have a brand new product. If you want to go to pushathlete.com. What this product does is we've taken some of these top international coaches who we work with in strength and conditioning, and we've actually put their content on a platform. So for people like you and I, Rod, who are the everyday athletes, if we just want to access content, but we're maybe not in a position to work with a coach, we actually have their programs built right onto our platform, and you can use our technology. So for instance, we have the head of sports performance for Hockey Canada, who's worked with all the top junior hockey players in Canada for the last number of years. His content is on there. So if you're a junior athlete and you want to be, you want to train like the pros, go on pushathlete.com and you can get access to our product. Now, one of the things that you might be interested in, I was listening to your program a couple of shows ago after the Masters. And so we have a couple of high-level golfers who use our product, John Rahm and Cameron Smith.
Whoa.
So Cameron almost won, and he's been using our product for a while. So if you're a golfer out there, our product's great for rotational training. And, of course, rotational training for us golfers is pretty critical.
And John Rahm was pretty hot out of the gate, too. So that's the name that I picked up when you mentioned that. So that's really cool, Paul.
Oh, yeah.
Well, that's exciting. I wish you'd continued success and say hey to our good friend, Paulo. It's been far too long since I've seen him, by the way, but I'm glad that he hooked us up.
Good guy.
Yes, he is. Good luck, Paul. Thank you. Stay safe.
Thanks, Rod. Thanks for your time. Cheers.
Paul Schiffner joining us from Push Athletic Fitness Tech there. I tell you, if you are not getting into personal coaching, you are being left behind.
Yeah.
Pushathlete.com. Which, incidentally, I'm going to take a break here, guys. And when we come back, I want to get a little deep into our Zoom call yesterday with the Football Reporters of Canada. Because when we talk about Paulo, who was the top PR guy for the CFL for years, he was part of the Orange regime. So the Orange regime, nobody's left from that, basically. So he's out doing PR for this company. And I want to talk about where the CFL is going and maybe where the Football Reporters of Canada fit into that.
Mm-hmm.
And what other topics come up. Because hour two today is going to be a lot of hockey. Darren Pang of the Blues. Rich Sutter, formerly of the Blues. So we'll get our CFL talk and where it's going in next.
Good.
And the Prairie Mobile text line is open, by the way, at 306-840-8777. I got a bunch to read, but there's room for you. 306-840-8777. Prairie Mobile is your authorized SaskTel Mobility dealer. We'll be right back. You're watching the RP Show on Game Plus TV, Facebook Live, and listen live at rodpeterson.com.
Send us your opinions now. We won't victimize you unless you really deserve it. Now, back to your host, Rod Peterson.
Welcome back, everybody. We're starting the viewer takeover a little early here. And by the way, rock star of the day Friday, Jordan Zlamislik, the 15-year-old Steven Spielberg.
Watch out for that kid.
Of the CFL. Jordan Zlamislik was voted the rock star of the day on Friday. Today, your options will be Darren Pang, Paul Schiffner, or Rich Sutter. One, Victor Bartley was unable to join us today. Had something come up. He's one of my favorite all-time Pats captains. I loved saying on the radio, Victor Bartley. I love saying that.
That's a good ring to it.
Eh? Yes.
Yeah.
And I can't believe how long he went on to the NHL. So Victor Bartley will be with us at a later date. He sends his regards. To the Prairie Mobile text line. Just a few here from Metal Shingle Guy. He says, LOL, pay peanuts, you get monkeys. Never heard that one before? Come on. That's an old one. You've heard that?
I have not.
Serious?
That was the first for me.
See, all you folks, all my old sayings, they're new again.
Yeah.
From Shane, had a blast watching CFL Grey Cup Sim. Hunter Brothers were great. Glitches in the game made it interesting to watch all season. Did it ever?
Oh, yeah.
But I almost burst into a tear in my eye when the Hunter Brothers performed at halftime. You have to go back and watch on the Rod Peterson Show Facebook Live page. They all dressed up in Ryder gear, and they were so into it.
It felt like
a Grey Cup.
Grey Cup. Like, I'm not kidding. Like, the way I felt watching it, and I had seen it before, and then putting it together, I would put that up there with any Grey Cup halftime show that's ever played.
That's what I said.
Because it's all about the emotion. They sounded great. It was an acoustic set, but they brought the energy.
It was a montage of their biggest hits.
The crowd noise was there. It felt, you had all the emotion of Shania or Nickelback or any great halftime performer that's ever played in the CFL.
And these guys on this crew panned the sold-out crowd at Virtual Mosaic Stadium, and we had viewers writing in. Lisa comes to mind. Lisa Lukey saying, I've got tears rolling down my cheeks watching this.
Yeah.
That was all part of the Sim Grey Cup broadcast. So Nelson Hakowicz writes in, our VP of Sim Events. He says, I'm having war flashbacks to Saturday after halftime. Nelson was a little nervous when the game crashed at halftime. And I get it. Listen, I've been on the air. I added it up. In my life, 13 to 14,000 hours of broadcasting. They say you're a master after 10,000 hours of something, right? So when we had to stall a little bit, I was just, this is nothing. And if, by the way, Nelson can't figure this out, we're turning out the lights and we're going home. I don't care. It's a video game. But in the end, you guys all pulled the wiener out of the campfire.
We did. We figured it out.
It had nothing to do with me.
We figured it out. You know, and I'm sitting here being like, okay, this the tap dancing was no big deal. And then I'm getting comments about that was the best part. It sounded just like you planned this. Extended halftime analysis, Taryn and Rod, like normal.
Which it didn't.
You know, it didn't feel like it from this seat, you know, but.
When the game was over, we turned out the lights and started the party. My T-shirt, my Doug Flutie's Maximum Football T-shirt, was soaked. You could wring it out with water. And it wasn't from being under these hot lights. It was from stress sweating, killing time. John in Kansas City says, Hunter Brothers, first class, first rate, well done. I will have those guys back forever. I had it before, but now even more so. Just great dudes.
Oh, yeah.
And I mentioned the Zoom call with the Football Reporters of Canada Sunday. You folks, you're probably going to want to pay attention to this. I give the CFL stakeholders, and in that I include the fans, a lot of credit because Friday night the reporters had a Zoom call. Booze was cracked out, and they were having a party over a Zoom.
Yeah.
I was calling a hockey game, so I checked in from the rink, and obviously that I wasn't drinking, but I saw the guys' social media the next day. The guys were all hungover. I'm like, good. So you were getting in that Grey Cup feel.
Felt like Grey Cup.
Yeah. And then Sunday morning, we all convened for what basically was the annual general meeting of the Football Reporters of Canada. And the president of the association, Jeff Hamilton, who writes, he's a newspaper writer in Winnipeg. One of his opening remarks was kudos to the Rod Peterson Show crew for the sim all season long. It showed tremendous dedication to the Canadian Football League. I texted you as soon as he said that, just so the guys could all get some recognition here. I'm like, somebody noticed, guys.
That's cool. That means a lot, right? I mean, we don't do it for that. We do it because it's fun. We love the game. We love the league. We love the teams. We just want to have fun. And that's exactly what we did every week. We just did it to have fun. We didn't make any money off it. If you notice, we didn't sell any extra advertising on it. Nothing like that. We did it for fun. And, you know, not that we do it for any recognition, but it feels good. I mean, it's nice that people noticed.
So I wanted to point that out to you guys because my name's on it, but I have very little to do with it. Jamie in Halifax says, let us East Coasters savor the victory as it's been all Saskatchewan Rough Riders the last several months. And Jamie goes on to say, no red, black merch in today, man. What's up with that? It's because America's team won on Sunday. That's why. Jack in Vulcan, Alberta says, cheers to the Rod Squad for your Hall of Fame sports coverage. Yes, the guys and gals really pulled it together. And by the way, Celeste, who was on our virtual Grey Cup committee, virtual Grey Cup week committee, was the one that got the Hunter Brothers in.
Yeah.
So it was a total team effort here.
We were kind of sitting there. We anointed them, the Grey Cup committee, randomly during one week. And, yeah. And every week it was, what do you have planned for Grey Cup? Nothing. We're supposed to plan something. But they took one swing, knocked it out of the park, right?
So yeah, the Hunter Brothers.
Mission accomplished.
She crushed it.
Yeah.
And by the way, I had a TSN executive write me halfway through the year. It was after the brawl, the Calgary Rider 12-on-12 brawl. He was like, kudos, Rod, for keeping the CFL top of mind and the work that you guys are putting in for this. And I'm like, we're only doing it for fun. We got nothing else to do. There was no goal. There was no agenda.
No.
It was to broadcast video games, and it was a blast. Anyways, I haven't got into the Schooners talk yet, and I will in hour two, and a little more on the CFL media and the CFL's relationship. It's all coming up in hour two, along with Darren Pang and Rich Sutter. Join us on Game Plus, or stay here on Facebook Live. I had this take!
For more Rod Peterson On Demand, visit rodpeterson.com.